You all take care.
Twice a week, Harrisonburg High School principal Melissa Hensley and some of her staff can be found standing outside the school with carts full of bagged food. Cars pull up, the drivers call out how many children they have in the household, and the educators and school nutrition assistants pass bags through the window.
Today we have some items from Heritage Bakery that are donated to hand out to just kind of make people's day. And then we've got non-perishable items from one of the food banks. We're cleaning out our concession stand because we had extra food that was left, so we're now putting that into the bags, and so there's some extra treats in there. In addition to the regular meals, there's pizza today and then some additional fruits and things like that.
Hensley said the first day of the program, Tuesday, March 17th, they handed out about 200 bags of food. When I stopped by a week later, close to the end of the hour-long pickup time, they had given out just over 70. Hensley thought fewer families had come to the high school that day because they've started to disperse to other pickup locations throughout the city.
We've had a good steady flow of folks coming in, and a lot of people really, really appreciative of the fact that we have quite a bit of not only the meals for students, but some of the extra non-perishable items. We're hearing some folks really talking about losing employment opportunities at this point, and just really grateful for it. So we're glad to be here to be able to help out the community.
Regardless of which school their students attend, families can stop by any of the district's 8 school locations between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The current plan is to run the program indefinitely, unless the CDC advises otherwise. And Hensley said that with COVID-19's effects on the local workforce, the benefactors extend beyond just the children who are already receiving free and reduced meals at school.
I was just talking to a parent who was about in tears because she just lost her job, and she's got a number of students in the household, and they're very involved in our community and our school, and she was just so grateful that we're here. If anybody needs anything, you know, and you have students in the Harrisburg City School District, please come out and pick up some food.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.